It's time now for the broadcast from the Cathedral of Praise in Greensboro, North Carolina, with Pastor Ray Whittington. Find out more about the Cathedral of Praise and Pastor Ray on Facebook. Just search Cathedral-of-Praise. And you can address correspondence to P.O. Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. Now with today's broadcast, here's Pastor Ray.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's wonderful to again be able to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love that name. It's that name above all names. I'm going to be talking to you again today about the man in John chapter 9 who was born blind, but Jesus opened his eyes. One of the things that they talked to him about, they said, that they were asking him, they said, well, say God did it. Say God did it, you know, because a lot of people can have different gods. But he said, all I know is that this man, they were even saying that Jesus was a sinner. But the scripture says there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus. Well, I don't want to start preaching already before I talk to you just a moment, but it's good to be back again to share the precious word of God with you. It's good to know that Jesus is real and his blood washes whiter than snow. Praise God. Oh, yes, I know that he's real. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives in my heart. Praise God. I'm thankful for that this morning. I greet you, as I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thanks again to be for the people who make it possible for this broadcast to air every Sunday. Praise God. Thank you. I want to say thanks to the person this week that helped make the broadcast possible today. So, you know, this is a ministry of faith. We do what we do, trusting God for the prayers and support of the people. So I want to thank you. God put something on your heart. Whatever you could do would be appreciated to further the gospel of Jesus Christ. I tell you every week, and the announcer said that you can check us out at Facebook, Cathedral of Praise, or my personal page, Ray Whittington. You can send me an email at raymwhittington@gmail.com, or you can write us at P.O. Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. That's P.O. Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27404. Well, it's just good to know that we can worship him and worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm excited today. I'm very excited because I believe that someone listening to the program today is going to get a breakthrough. I believe that. Last night as I meditated, and even through the night, I don't know about you, but I'm a light sleeper, so, you know, and sometimes get up a couple times, but when I do, as I go back to sleep, I'm thinking about some things, and I just believe that the Lord put on my heart very strong that somebody, and it may be more than one body. It may be a lot of bodies, but there's somebody that's gonna get a breakthrough. And I'm so thankful about that. I believe that I was gonna move on to something else, but that's the reason why that I am gonna stay where I have been for the last couple of weeks, because I believe that we're in a place that God is speaking through this message to bring a breakthrough in people's lives. A lot of people need prayer. I won't call names today, but there are just, it seems like so many people are facing so many situations and circumstances and sicknesses on every hand, and people are fighting cancers and all kind of incurable diseases and fighting financial difficulties all kind of situations and family problems. But I want you to know that we pray and seek God's face and believe for breakthroughs. We join you. He said one can put 1,000, but two can put 10,000. So We're here to partner with you in the kingdom of God to pray over your needs. I pray over some of you I'll never meet this side of heaven, but I pray over you every day. I pray over you, and because one can put 1,000, as I said, two can put 10,000. So I asked you for your prayers over me and my ministry, and over the outreach, when I go and preach places at other places, and the local church body, Cathedral of Praise. I just ask for your partnership and prayer, and lift us up and standing with us as the Lord puts it upon your heart. I thought, how fragile the world is. We like to sometimes think we're in control, but a little gas spill, well, it's not a little gas spill, thousands of, gallons, but a gas spill in Alabama can shut down the pipeline so that, we remember the shortages of in the 70s, it's hard not to operate out of fear and frustration. They say it's not going to last but just a couple of days, but we remember how it was when you could only buy on odd days or even days, and how gas prices just spiked, and we know we got to get our kids to school. We know we got to go to work so we can get our pay and take care of our bills and have food on the table, and that's one way the enemy against this nation is working. If he can get us to operate out of fear, if they can come against us in such a manner that we can't live normally, they'll win. That's the reason the Antichrist is going to bring peace to the world, and people are going to endorse him and receive him with open arms, because we live in such a fragile world. I mean, there's sorrow on every hand. But I don't ever want to leave it with a negative thought, because he said, when you see these things, look up and lift up your head, because your redemption draweth nigh. And I'm going to tell you, looking for the coming of the Lord is not a cop-out. Oh, no, it's a promotion, because life here is filled with swift transition. Nothing stays the same, and all of us know that it's appointed a man wants to die. But when we get into that kingdom that has no end, then we won't have all the situations to deal with that we deal with today. Well, bless you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you. I thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace. I thank you that you hear and answer our prayer, that we have a high priest that has entered into the heavens. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That it can be moved and touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Lord, I pray for those who are discouraged. I pray for those who are excited about you. Lord, I just pray for healing. I pray for deliverance. I pray for emotional restoration. I pray for spiritual restoration. I pray for physical healings and financial blessings. I just pray this morning. You said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we just cry out to you this morning. We cry. You said, pray. When you pray, say, give us our daily bread. So we seek in your face this morning, Lord, and you know the need of every person under the sound of my voice this morning. So move in a special way, and we'll give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Back to John chapter 9. Several things. I started just to read the whole story to you this morning. I just started at the first verse and read it to you. But I again want to emphasize the importance of Jesus becoming part of your life. The Bible said that Jesus passed by and he saw a man. He saw a man. He saw one man. He saw him in his conditions. He was blind from birth. And see, I tell you all the time that what's in the Bible in the natural is there for a spiritual revelation, for a spiritual connotation, for spiritual input. When we're born in this world, we're born in sin and iniquity. We're born with Adamic nature because of the fall. and see to the reason why people don't know the scriptures today is because they can't really read it because they're spiritually blind, and they can't comprehend it because they can't see. And it just amazes me the mess people make of scriptures and try to make it say this or say that or say this or say the other. I say all the time that the scripture is not for private interpretation. People just think they can pluck here and pluck there and take here and take here. And instead of taking the Word of God at face value, at its word, then they want to pick and choose to try to make the Word of God fit their concept or what they want to endorse or think is okay. You can't do that. You can't do that. That would be trying to make a chocolate cake and just saying, well, I'm not going to read. I'm not going to go by the recipe. Oh, this is. So elementary, but it's powerful. You know, we want to make chocolate, but we're not going to buy the recipe. We're going to take from this and take from that and take from that and put it all in the pot and expect it to come out as a chocolate cake. It won't do it. And see, 1 John 5:6 and says, it is the Spirit that beareth witness because the Spirit is truth. Until we have the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, in us, I'm not talking about the baptism that fell on the day of Pentecost. That's a furtherance, and that's important that we have that because that's what causes the gifts to work in the church. But you can't even come to God except the Spirit draw you. You can't understand the Word of God until you have the Spirit of God in you. And that's what he's saying. The Spirit is truth. The Spirit, the letter killeth, but it's the Spirit that makes alive. Jesus said, my words are spirit and they're life. And without the Spirit of God, we cannot comprehend what the Word of God is really saying. And so Jesus opened this blind man's natural eyes to show us that in this world, we need our spiritual eyes to be opened, to be able to see and enter into the kingdom of God. The gospel is hid to them that don't believe. The gospel is hid. We've got unbelievers that are professors to be Christians, but if you don't believe the Bible, then you're not a disciple. He said, my disciples keep my commandments. I'm not going to get everywhere I want to get this morning, but I hope you're listening to me, and I'm trying to slow down so that you can. But you go on in this chapter, and you'll find out that they talk about the Word of God, but they even call Jesus a sinner, and they go on and talk about how this man can't be right because they're doubters. They don't believe it, and people are just loosely handling the Word of God in our world today to justify stuff that the Word of God condemns. It's an amazing thing to me that they just you can't take the Word of God and loosely just make it to fit your doctrine or whatever. The Word of God stands, and when you have the Spirit of God in you to understand and let the Spirit reveal to you the meaning of the Scripture, then you can move forward in the kingdom of God. But Jesus saw this man, and he saw that he was a blind man. One thing that I got so excited about this morning when I wanted to share this is the number of times that he relates to them what Jesus did for him. I mean, they just kept trying to. I mean, here he was seeing his parents for the first time. Here he was seeing people for the first time. Here he was. He was a man. He didn't call him a child, and he was born blind. That's what the Word of God said. Born blind. He never had seen the rose. He never had seen the sunrise or the sunset. He was a blind man, and and from his birth, and now he's seeing, and they're trying to convince him that, you know, that he didn't get a miracle. I'm telling you, it would take a lot to cause me to doubt what God did for me. I don't understand it. I don't understand how he did it, but I know the change he made in my life. I know the change in my life. He kept telling them, you know, the neighbors, well, the verse 8 said, when they had seen he was blind, said, is this not he that sat and begged? Let me speak to somebody this morning, just as the rest of us listen. God can so change your life this morning. God can, don't let the devil make you believe a lie and lose your soul. You're not beyond redemption. I'm going to say something to some of your parents this morning, too. Your children are not beyond redemption. Your family's not to the place that God can't change them, because they looked at the neighbors said, is this not the man? Is this not he that said and begged and when he was blind? And others said, this can't be the same person. This can't be the same person. They said, it looks like him. He must have a twin somewhere in the world. That's what he said. They said, it is like him. They said, he looks like him. You know, his physical features are the same, but this man is a different person. Doesn't the Word of God say that when we believe that we become new creatures in Christ Jesus, old things pass away and all things become new? I'm amazed at the people who claim to have been saved and there's no difference in their life. We don't require a difference anymore, and I'm not talking about, you know, goody-goody two-shoes or just, a legalism, but I'm talking about that there's a change on the inside that affects the outside. Isn't there a song that says, thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. I like to say, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. As the tears run down my face, I just want to tell you, I'm thanks to Calvary. That's what he kept trying to tell them. And they still, this can't be the same guy we used to know, but it is. But we become a new creature in Christ Jesus. I want to speak to somebody this morning. Just cry out to the Lord this morning. You don't have to repeat after me a prayer. Just pray from your own heart this morning. You may be in a backslidden condition and feel like there's no way that you can be restored, but God is in the restoration business this morning. Just cry out to him, Jesus, have mercy on me. That's what they often did in the scriptures. They would just cry, Jesus, have mercy on me. Now, you know, this man had faith, because his faith activated when Jesus told him what to do to go wash in the pool of Siloam. So faith was involved once Jesus spoke to him and told him what to do. His faith in the Word caused him to get to the pool. And we talked about, we don't know how he got there, but he did get there, and he did what Jesus said. But I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, I don't think that he thought his day, when he went out as normal to sit, blind man, begging, I don't think that he, that in the furthest stretch of his imagination, that he knew that his day was going to turn around like Jesus could turn it around. See, you got rivers you think uncrossable. You got mountains you can't tunnel through. God specializes in things thought impossible, and he'll do for you what no other power can do. Somebody found fault with this song one time, but I love it. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the only one who cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. See, because I've been in the shadows of life. I've been where the sun couldn't shine. Even as a Christian, there's been days that it looked like that the sun would never shine and the heavens was brass. But Jesus, he came through. So I don't think this man had a clue that his day was going to turn out like it was. And I'm serious. I believe that God spoke to me that somebody under the sound of my voice this morning is going to get a breakthrough. I believe that. I told him at church last Sunday, we don't have a lot of folks, but we got a big God. I told him, I said, one of my biggest problems is when I'm facing an issue, or whether it's small or large, I'm so tempted to try to figure out in the natural how God can do it. And if I don't see a natural way, then it's easy for the devil to try to put doubt on you. But God's not locked in a box. He's not locked in a box. He can show up. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we even ask or think, to the glory of God the Father. So I'm just telling you, God gives breakthroughs. I hadn't even thought about this as I was preparing this, but just remember the Zechariah. Zechariah, see, most people, if God will do something for them, they'll be faithful, but God honors people that are faithful. Zechariah had no idea that the angel of the Lord was going to appear unto him that morning, or that Sabbath day, when he was a priest in the, in the temple, the synagogue, and he was just going about his, doing what he was supposed to do. The Bible said he had a certain position, a certain job that he did in the temple, and it was his time to do it, and he was there. He was standing guard. He was on time. He was doing what he was supposed to do, and he had no idea. You know, through the years, he and Elizabeth had wanted a child, and it just didn't happen. And he probably had thought a thousand times, we it's over for us because we're both stricken in age, but he must have not have known that God had chosen him and Elizabeth to bring John Baptist in this world. See, once you get your breakthrough, it's not only going to help you, it's going to help those around you. It's going to help those around you, because his parents went on to say, they were afraid to say a lot because of the persecution, but all we know is this is our son, and he was born blind, but now he sees, because they were afraid that the religion was going to kick them out of the synagogue. They were afraid that it was going to affect their relationship with the religiosity. But I'm telling you, Jesus is able. But Zechariah just doing what he's supposed to do, being faithful to God. Show up at church. People talk about church boring. It's not boring, because I'm there to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And angel said, you're going to have a child. You call his name John. He won't be Zechariah Jr. He'll be John. And he'll bring sight, spiritual sight to many. Let me tell you again. God spoke to me this morning and said, tell somebody a breakthrough's coming. A breakthrough. I'm claiming mine. This message could be for me, I may be preaching to the pulpit, I may be preaching to the choir, but I'm telling somebody this morning that God spoke to my heart and said a breakthrough's coming. I don't even know that the blind man got a prior warning. All that happened was Jesus was on his way and he saw him, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And we don't have time to talk about the disciples saying, well, who did sin? Jesus said the works of God's going to be manifested in him. The works of God's going to be manifested in him. Well, praise the Lord. I'm out of time again. I'm out of time. It's just a privilege to be able to share the word of God with you. I'd love to hear from you. Pray over your prayer requests. Shout with your victories that you win, and join you as a believer that one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. Appreciate anything that you could do to continue to help make this program possible. I don't say a lot about that, but I know that you know that it requires some finances to do what we do. I just want to thank God this morning for being able to maybe be an encouragement to somebody. So until next time, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you. And may the God of heaven give you peace on this earth. In Jesus' name, this is Ray Whittington. Said, God bless you is my humble prayer.
We hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast from the Cathedral of Praise with Pastor Ray M. Whittington. Cathedral of Praise is located at 3529 Rehoboth Church Road in Greensboro, North Carolina. Your support is needed and appreciated for this broadcast. You may address your cards and letters to P.O. Box 4530, Greensboro, North Carolina 27404. And on behalf of Pastor Ray and all the congregation of Cathedral of Praise, we're praying for you. And we hope to see you again right here next week.